Chof Gimel Teves, Thursday the 26th of December, Rabbi Aaron Basus, Bishul Akum.
It's written in Pasuk in Tehilim, Ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot. When it comes a moed, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges. Rabbeinu Achida explains, what does it mean, Ki ekach moed, ani mesharim eshpot? What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu judge when it comes a moed? So he says, a person is mechuyev to learn Torah the whole time. Ve'agita bo yomam balayla. But during the working week, everyone is busy, everyone's got things to do, everyone's got tirdot, ala mehya v'ala kalkala, everyone's got to be do'eg for the nyanim parnasa, and other things. And everyone's got an excuse, they can't learn because they're busy, they're occupied, they've got to go here, they've got to go there. But there comes times in the week, in the year, when we're not so busy. A Shabbat, a Yom Tov, a Chol HaMoed, a bank holiday. We're not so busy, yeah? So what happens on that time, when we're not so busy, when we haven't got the excuse that we are osek bepanasa? What happens then? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki ekach moed, when it comes to the moed, ani mesharim eshpot, then I can judge. If in that time you're learning, then I will count all the time when you didn't learn during the week. That was true, that you are anus, and you'll be rewarded as if you learned. Anus Rahman Apatre, and you'll get rewarded as if you learned, because really you wanted to learn. The proof was, when you had a holiday, you learned. But if at that time you didn't, then... So therefore, it's a greater chiyuv, it's a greater importance in this time when there's a holiday to fix time, and this is Baruch Hashem what you're doing. It's a very, very big thing, and through this it's megala that even at the time when you're not learning, at the time when everyone is busy for panosa, still that really da'atam al Torah, a person will be rewarded as if he was learning at that time. Also bring the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah that Vayi b'yom ha-shvi'i ketov lev ha-melech b'yayin. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy. Ketov lev ha-melech b'yayin. The king was happy with the wine. So Gemara said it took the king 7 days to become happy when he was drinking wine. Normally a person who drinks wine straight away becomes happy. Why it took him 7 days? So Gemara said, Vayi b'yom ha-shvi'i Shabbat haya. It was Shabbat. And Tov lev ha-melech, melech mizmakol shalom, the Ribon Shalom was happy. Why was the Ribon Shalom happy on Shabbat? Because on Shabbat, Israel ochlim b'shotim, מתחילים לדבר דברי תורה, שירות ותשבחות. What do Klal Yisrael do when it comes to Shabbat? Then it's got the relaxing, the eating, and the drinking. It comes from them, דברי תורה, שירות ותשבחות. מה שאין כן, the goyim, אוכלים ושותים, מתחילים לדבר דברי תפלות. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlom has got a lot of nachas now. Why? Because this is a time when the goyim, אוכלים ושותים, מתחילים לדבר דברי תפלות. Klal Yisrael, with the same position, we also got holiday, we also, everyone's off from work, and everyone's off from school, and everything. What's Klal Yisrael doing? Klal Yisrael is, Ochlim b'shotim, matchilim daber divrei Torah, divrei Torah, shel mishpachot. It's a great et ratzon, this time that we gathered here, and we speak divrei Torah. The nosed I want to speak about is Bishul Akum. Obviously, in the brief time, we're not going to be able to do full justice to it, but just to touch on a few points of this important Indian. The Mishnah says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Bet, Ve'elu Devarim Shel Akum Asurim Ve'en Isuram Isur Hana'ah. There are certain things that Hachamim made a Gezerah, which if a goy does it, they made a Gezerah, Ve'en Isuram Isur Hana'ah, but they only made Asur Ba'achila, not Asur Ba'ana'ah. And one of the things the Mishnah says is Shelakot, means cooked food, which a goy cooked. Rashi explains, Kol davar shebishlo akum, afilu bechli tahor. Anything which a goy cooked, even if he cooked in a kosher pot, there's still a problem. Hachamim made a gezera. Bekulu mishum hatnut. That is the reason over here, is mishum hatnut. The Hainu, Chazal wanted Klal Yisrael that we should be separate from the goyim. We shouldn't intermingle with them. We shouldn't get too close to the goyim. And we know Gedolah Legimash, Mekarit HaBriyot, the person when they eat and they drink through food, that's how you get close to people. So they've said, Dafke, the time of food, we have to be careful. We shouldn't eat Bishul Akum. We shouldn't eat food which has been cooked by the Goyim. Because Ali Deze, if we allow to eat food cooked by the Goyim, will slowly, slowly come to, fraternize with them, we'll mix with them, and we'll be invited by them, and so on and so forth, and eventually what will be the result? Chatnut. Zbolelut. That was the gezeira that Chazal made. Far-fetched gezeira, but that's Chazal saw. This is the eye of Chazal, Bishul Akum, what it can lead on to. There is another reason, but that is the main reason. And there is a very important Tosfot we have to know about. This Tosfot in Daf Lamed Chet in Avodah Zarah, Tosfot says that Rabbi Avraham ben David, one of the Baalei Tosfot, he said that this gezeira is only bebet goy. It's only when the goy cooks in his own house. So then there's a chashash of chatnut. The goy cooks in his own house and he invites us there. But if he cooks bebet Yisrael, so then in that case there's no chashash chatnut. If he's coming to cook in the house of a Jew, in other words, that he is doing something on our behalf. He's not doing it as we're not going to his territory. He's come to our territory. There's no chashash chatnut. But Rabbeinu Tam argued on him, and he said, "Vaday kevan de'akum v'asher lo hilku kal hachamim. Hachamim never made any hiluk whether the goy cooks in his house, cooks in our house. Lo hilku hachamim badavar, and it's always asur bishul akum ben bebet goy ben bebet Yisrael." And this is nifsak la'alacha. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch both bring down that bishul akum is asur afilu bebet Yisrael. So we don't. If Bishul Akum would only be asur bebet goy, then half the problems of Bishul Akum would fall away. But the halacha is not like this. The halacha is afilu bebet Yisrael, so it means even a Jewish restaurant and a Jewish shop and so on and so forth. They're making things and made by the goyim. Then there is a problem with Bishul Akum. In the Issur Bishul Akum, there's two halakim that we need to discuss. There is the halak, what food, what mutzarim, the Chazal, whether it goes on everything, on all foods, or the only certain foods that they will go there. That's the first thing. What mutzarim is in Bechad the Issur Bishul Akum. And then there's the Bishul itself, what's called Bishul, what's called the goy's cooking for us. So first of all, the Gabi the mutzarim. What items is called Bishul Akum? Is there these items Bishul Akum? Shulchan says there's two conditions. First of all, it has to be davar she'enu necha kemot shehu chai, something which cannot be eaten raw. Something which can be eaten raw is no isur Bishul Akum. So for example, all the fruit, the goy cooked fruits, made compote, apples, pears, and so on and so forth, is no isur Bishul Akum. You can have yochur anavim beizbal. You can eat it without any problems. Why? Dabash shenechal kemot shehu chai, there's no isur Bishul Akum. In order for there to be an isur, the first thing you need is something which cannot be eaten raw. Carrots can be eaten raw. Ain't but Bishul Akum. There's no isur Bishul Akum. It doesn't start. The isur Bishul Akum doesn't start. What's the reason for this? Why does it have to be something only which can't be eaten raw? Because if it's something which can be eaten raw, then it's not considered bishul. What the goy is doing for you is not doing. He hasn't. Even without what he did, he'd cook for you. It's not malibel or morid. You could have it without it. Therefore, that's not considered as if the goy did a preparation for us. We could have eaten without his preparation. Therefore, it's fine. That's number one. Number two, there is another condition. It has to be oleh shulchan melachim. If it's eno oleh shulchan melachim, then ein bo mishum mishum goy. So we got two conditions. Number one condition is that it has to be a davar she'enu nechal kemot shehu chai. It's not eaten raw. Number two, it's oleh shulchan melachim. It's eaten on the tables of kings. Oleh shulchan melachim. If one of these conditions is missing, embo mishum mishum goy. You need both conditions in order for there to be the isur. So either if it's something which is eaten raw, or something which is not oleh shulchan melachim, either or, yeah, there's no isur bishul akum. What does it mean, oleh shulchan melachim? The Ahronim say, it's brought down the Gedolei Ahronim, it doesn't have to be, the Hidar, Ben Hidar writes, Machzik Bracha, and others, Then the Olei HaShulchan Melachim is on the king's table. Even Olei HaShulchan Sarim, important Anashim Hashuvim, it's brought on their table. Then that's on that there is an Isur B'Shul Goy. The way we understand it, it means in an important Seuda. We're making an important Seuda. Not Seudat Hol. Yeah, even Shabbat, maybe it's not even. A Seuda of a wedding or something important Seuda, you're doing something to impress an impressive occasion, and you bring this food, then that's called Olei HaShulchan Melachim. But even in such a Seuda, you will not put this food on the table. It's considered like a Machal Zol. It's a cheap food that you wouldn't put it on, fast food, you wouldn't put it on the table. In that case, is Embo Bishum Bishum Goy. What's the reason for this? Mata. Why does it have to be something which is Olei HaShulchan Melachim? The Rambam says, Echol Ma'achalot Asurot, the Lashon HaRambam. Mishum De'ekar HaGezerah Mishum Hatnut. The main Gezerah, as we explained, is we shouldn't mix with the Goyim, we shouldn't fraternize with the Goyim. The goy should not invite you into a seuda. When you invite someone to your house, then the seuda you make, that's called a seuda hashuba. You don't make a cheap seuda. You want to impress him. So such a seuda, which is an impressive thing, then the hachamim made the gezerah of bishul goy. But a food which a goy would not invite you, it's something which he'll have in his own house, but he won't invite a guest to come and eat his food on that Chacham never made a Gezerah. Because no Gezerah Mishum Hatnut. Gezerah Mishum Hatnut means that we're worried the God will invite you and he'll give you this food and eventually what will lead on to. But such a food the God won't invite you to eat, so that there's no Isur or Bishul Goy. That's what Rambam says. Again, we see over here, the Kol HaGezerah Mishum Hatnut. This was the basis of the Gezerah. They were Davash Eino Leh Shulchan Melachim. We don't have to be worried about. So what we need to know, first of all, is that these two points are some things which is not something which we can be magdir once and for all. It means I can't tell you once and for all, this food is asur mishum bishul goy. Hakol lefi ha-makom lefi ha-zman. There are certain countries that maybe this food is eaten raw. Other countries, this food won't be eaten raw. What do you do in such a case? What do you do in such a case? Lachronim say, "Hakol lefi mashe minhag ha-makom." We go to the place. Yeah, in this place, yeah, they eat it raw. They eat it raw. Ein bo mishum bishul goy. In another country where they don't eat the same item, the same food, they don't eat it raw. Yes, but mishul bishul goy. In that country, it'll be yisur bishul goy. So you cannot say something concrete over here. We have to judge every place before atzmo. Each place is different. Yeah, you have nowadays fish called sushi. Yeah, what is it? Raw fish. Who eats raw fish? Crazy. Yeah, in Japan they eat raw fish, but now they're becoming more and more common. Yeah, to eat raw fish over here. Yeah, so I'm giving an example. So something like this, let's say, before it became common over here, so in Japan, such a food, if a goy would cook it, yeah, it's davash ne'echal kemot shuhai. For them, it's eaten raw. That fish is ne'echal kemot shuhai. It's embo mishul goy. There's no issur mishul goy. Even the goy would cook it, yeah, even in his house he'd cook it and he'd serve it to you, embo mishul goy. V'chein hazeh haderech. And also I said, every place is different, and also if he has man, it can be the same food, at some time it was permitted, and now it's forbidden, or the other way around. It changed, the minhag can change in the same country. Yeah? I'll give you an example, Aruch HaShulchan writes, in his time, potatoes, he writes, Aruch HaShulchan lived the middle of the 19th century, 150 years ago, he says, Litter, potatoes, ain't but mishum bishul goy. There's no issur bishul goy. Why? Ain't all esh shuham elachim. Who eats potatoes? The latter am. Yeah? The aniyim used to eat potatoes. That was the food of the aniyim. Ashirim, when they made the seudah, they didn't put potatoes on the table. It was not mechubadik. Yeah? So he says, since it's en olea shulchan menachim, en bo mibshum b'shul goy, in his time. I asked, the Rosh Hashanah himself asked, the Chochmat Adam, he lived in the same country. He also lived in Litter. And Chochmat Adam writes on Patek, there is an issue b'shul goy. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, maybe in the time of the Chochmat Adam, potatoes wasn't yet brought to Europe. Potatoes came from America. In his time, potatoes was considered a very expensive thing because it had to be imported. So who ate it? Only the rich people ate it. So it was all there, Shulchan Menachim. But nowadays, where they came and they bought potatoes and it's planted now in Europe, and it's become the common food of the Hamon and the Dalat Ha'am, and Bo Mishum Mishul Goy. So in the same country, it can be a tzkufa where this food is Olea Shulchan Menachim and there'll be Yisur Bishul Goy. And it can be 100 years later there's no Bishul Goy because it's in Olea Shulchan Menachim. It's changed. Circumstances have changed. So it's not something, Bishul Goy is not something that we can say concretely this food and this food and this food is Asur Bishul 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 Goy. This food is not Asur Bishul Goy. Hakol lefi mekomo or lefi zimano. I'll give you an example of this. About till about 3 years ago, everyone used to buy tin corn. And now, recently, 3 years ago, Kedasi brought out, said that you cannot eat tin corn anymore, there's a hashash of Bishul Goy. So let me explain to you what happened. You see, the same item, we everyone was eating it, and now suddenly it says, things have changed. What's changed? Let me explain to you what's changed. First of all, there's another halacha over here, legabe Bishul Goy. You can have the same food, yeah, in one form there is Isul Bishul Goy, another form is not Isul Bishul Goy. The mashal, potatoes, you have potatoes in the chasna? Yes, you do have potatoes in the chasna. So potatoes, there is Isul Bishul Goy nowadays. But chips, yeah, crisps, there's no Isul Bishul Goy. The Goyisha factory makes crisps. As long as you know the ingredients are kosher, it's the thing. You don't need to go to that factory. It's kasher. Ein b'shul b'shul goy. Why? Crisps ain't no leah shulchan menachim. You don't bring nechas na crisps. Yeah. So are they in the same sug? Potatoes is oleh shulchan menachim, but this form of potatoes is not oleh shulchan menachim. So therefore, potato itself sometimes oleh, sometimes is asur, sometimes mutar, depending on the form. This is brought down the poskim. There are masel shulchan aruch, afunim kiluyim, chickpeas which are roasted, en bo mishum mishul goy. En olea shulchan menachim, en bo mishum mishul goy. The haronim say, the Ramah says only kiluyim, afunim megushalim, yesh bo mishum mishul goy. The same food, chickpeas, if you boil it and you bring it on the table, it's olea shulchan menachim. Arbus, you're putting sometimes the Rebbe's bring on the table. Yeah, it's olea shulchan menachim, and therefore there is Isur Bishul Goy. If you have it kalui, you have it roasted, the same food, en bo mishum mishum goy, that's already considered like a snack. So you see over here a very important principle that it's everything is according to what, if it's olea shulchan menachim in this form. Memela, the Rapadva, Zichrono Lebracha, Heshev HaYifod, he writes, Hele Gimel, Siman Chavtet, all canned foods, yeah, is permitted. Ein bo mishum mishul goy. Yeah? That means tinned beans, tinned peas, potatoes, all these things, is all mutar. Why? Why is it permitted? So he says, because tinned foods is mevushal. How does it work? How does it tinned foods? All the food which you eat, open the tin, it's cooked. All the vegetables are cooked. But how is it cooked? Because there's water inside the can, and they put the heat on the thing, and the water boils and cooks the food inside the can. But he says, since this soup, this type of food, ain't on a shulchan menachim, the case where they don't open the thing, they cook fresh. They're fresh peas, fresh beans, and things, they put it on the thing. But they don't open tins and give it. So that's sug. This sug is in our shulchan menachim, in our mishum mishul goy. But over the last 3 years, they saw that they started, the caterers started putting corn on the table. They opened the tins and put it on the table. They didn't buy the corn, the corn on the cob and start taking off the corn and starting then cooking it. Yeah? The shelled corn. Yeah? They opened kit tins and put it on the table. Yeah? So therefore it changed. It became Olei HaShulchan Melachim. It changed. Mimela, all these things, which is in Olei HaShulchan Melachim, Ein Bo Mishum Goy. Mashal, all cereals, Ein Bo Mishum Shul Goy. Ein Olei HaShulchan Melachim. Even though it's written by appointment to Her Majesty the Queen, yeah, the Queen might eat it, but still she doesn't give it when she makes when there's a royal visit, she doesn't put it on the table, the Weetabix. Mimela, you got nowadays some cereals got heksher. Heksher is only on the food. It doesn't mean the beef of the factory switched on the fire. The heksher means that the food, that whatever the ingredients are all kosher. B'chein al zeh aderech. Yesh ma le'arich, amri mekatzeh. Now I'm going to the second point. The second point, which is what's called bishul. Yeah, is a big machlok between Maran and Rama. Normally, the Sfaradim are Mekel, Ashkenazim are Mahmir. Yeah? Hida says, Sfaradim mitzad ha-Hesed, Ashkenazim mitzad ha-Din. Yeah? Sfaradim are Mekel, mitzad ha-Hesed, Ashkenazim mitzad ha-Din, mitzad ha-Geburah, and definitely Mahmir. And these things, the Mishul Goy, in Kashrut, we find certain things which Maran was Mahmir on the Ramah. Everyone knows Yadua, glut, meat, and so forth. Maran says, the person eats meat, which the sirchot which being removed al yedei me'uch mishmush ki'ilu ma'achit trefot be'Yisrael. On that the Rama says, en limchot be'yadam, yesh lehem amal esmoch v'chein no'agim. By Bishul Goy, there's also a chumrah in the Maran, which the Rama is very mekel. Kimat, in this kula, is done away with the whole parasha of Bishul Goy. The kula of the Rama. Maran says, in Shulchan Aruch, that when it comes to Bishul Goy, it doesn't help Hadlakat HaEsh. Lighting the fire doesn't help. Siv Zayin, Siman Kuf Yud Gimel. En Shegirat HaTanu Mo'elet El Bepat. Putting on the fire helps by bread. Avashah Mitbashlim, En Shegirat HaTanu Gula Hadlakat HaEsh Ma'aleh U'morid. It's lo ma'aleh ve'lo morid. El Anahad Dafka. The Jew has to cook the food. It means he has to put the pot on the fire. If he just lit the fire, and then the goy came and he put the food on the fire. So the goy did all the cooking. That's called Bishul Goy. Come to Maran, it's called Bishul Goy. Comes the Rama says, no. Yesh holkin, v'svila im d'adakat ha'esh me'anil inen bishul kemo le'inen pat, v'chein no'agin. That lighting the fire is good, the gabi Bishul Goy, the same as is the gabi pat. And therefore, minak Ashkenaz, when you go to a restaurant, you've got a heksher, you can eat in this restaurant, either you go inside the kitchen, you see the cook is a goy. So what's going on with his bishul goy? Eretz is the mashkiach, before at the beginning of the day, he lit the fire, and then the goy came and he took the food, he put on the pot, and either goy cooked the food, doesn't matter. The Ramah says, yeah, that hadlakat ha'esh al-yedei yehudi, if the Jew lit the fire, that's good. It's vadim being more machmeh in this point, yeah? There's a question, can we eat in the restaurant? Can we not eat in the restaurant? It's a big dune. Big no say. Sure. Women and Ashkenaz, they can eat it. So I want to ask you two scenarios and tell me what you think about it. And this is what we discuss. Women and Ashkenaz. One scenario is, what would you say is the din? A person puts some food in the oven and in his house, and the cleaner came. And part of her job is to clean the oven. So what she do? She switched off the oven, she took the food out, and she cleaned the oven, and she put it back in again, and she switched it on. That's one scenario. The second scenario is, what happens if you have food in the oven, everything you're cooking and everything, and you had some problem with your electricity, and the goy came to mitaken the electricity, and when he went, while he was doing his job, he switched off the mains to do his job. And then when he finished, he switched on the mains again. So when he switched off the mains, the oven went off. When you switch on the mains, the oven came on again. What is it in such a case? Yeah. In both cases, so that's a very important point. This is now the halacha of bishul. Yeah. In this case, the goy he put on the fire. Yeah. Here you haven't got a hetzer, what we said till now. The hetzer of the Ashkenazim, the Jew lit the fire. Here, yeah, the goy lit the fire. Yeah, the goy lit the fire. The question is it mebushal or not? How much was mebushal al day Israel in order that if after the goy does anything, it's not considered bishul goy? How much does it need to be mebushal? The halacha says, Shulchan Aruch, man says, Shulchan Aruch, if mebushal kishi'ur ma'achal ben drusai. There used to be a robber, yeah, that he was always worried that he'll be, he was always going to be caught, yeah. So when he used to eat his food, he had to eat very fast because he was scared that people would catch him. So he used to eat food before he was fully cooked. Is a machlod rishonim? How much is shi'ur ma'achal ben drusai? Some rishonim say a third, some say half. Rambam says half, chatzi bishulon. Legabe Bishul Akum, it's a very, very important point, it's just as Yisod. The Shulchan writes, Shlish Bishul. If a Jew cooked Shlish Bishul, and then after the goy took over, Eimbo Bishul Bishul Akum. Maran says in Shulchan Aruch, B'zeh HaLashon. Natan Yisrael Kedira La'esh B'silka Uba Goy B'Hzira. This is what we're talking about. The Jew put the pot in the fire, and then the goy came, took it out, and put it back on the fire. Asur elim keni gia lemachah ben drusai shu shlish bishulok ishisilka. If it's already shlish bishul, there is no shum bishul. Why shlish bishul? The Rambam also chatzi bishul says the Beit Yosef, since it's a machloket, kedai hu arishonim amekelim nismok beisud rabanan. Bishul goy at the end of the day is isud rabanan. We don't have to be machmir. Safek rabanan. Lekula. And therefore we go like the leading shita, which is shlish bishul. This was written in Shulchan Aruch. So if the food is shlish bishul, when the goy took it out, envo mishum bishul goy. Now how does the person know shlish bishul? Do you know in shlish bishul? How can you make the hashbon? Yeah? So therefore the Shulchan says another halacha. If it's a safek, you got a doubt, is it shlish bishul or not shlish bishul, efshar le'akel. Yeah, it's also safek d'rabanan lekula. It's also bichlat safek d'rabanan lekula. Yeah? Only if you know for sure this is not shlish bishul, you can see it's just started cooking. It's basically raw. Yeah. In that case, then there's a problem. Because the goy took it out, yeah, and then afterwards he put it back and lit the fire. So now the bishul is done in the goy. So if it's just started the bishul, it hasn't reached, for sure not reached shlish bishul, in that case the food is asur. Yeah, the machal is asur, there's a shayla about the kelim, but the machal for sure is asur, and there's isur bishul goy. In the that's the first scenario. In the second scenario, the halacha is mutar. In the case with the hashmelai, the electrician, he closed the fire, he closed the electricity, and he switched it on again. It's mutar. Why is it mutar? Shulchan says halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Maran says in Shulchan Aruch that where the goy he's doing bishul, but he doesn't know he's doing bishul. In that case, no, he's doing bishul goy. It's only forbidden Mishum Bishul Goy. When the Goy is doing Bishul, he knows he's doing Bishul. But if he doesn't know he's doing Bishul, he does a Maaseh of Bishul, but he doesn't realize he's doing Bishul, in that case, that Ma'achal is not Asur. The Shulchan gives an example. Yes. Goy she bishev erun kaveni bishul mutar. Ketzat. Goy she yitzit ur ba'agam. Kei la'avir et ha'hatsir. He wants to destroy the hatsir, what's called the... No, Chatzir is the crops, the rubbish. He wants to replant
straw,
again.
The straw,
yeah. He wants to burn the straw, binid bashubo hagavim, and the locusts got cooked. The locusts within the crops got cooked. Yeah, even people who eat locusts. And Shulchan says, Hare elu mutarim afil makom sholim ashuha melachim. Even in places where locust is considered a delicacy, yeah, it's mutar. Why? Because the goy never had kavanah to go. So in this case, where the goy, he had no kavanah, he didn't know bichlal, he had something in the oven, he had no intention to, he was doing his electrical work, He closed the thing to not alter his work. He switched it on again because that's how it was when he found it. He had no intention to do any cooking. In that case, the food is his. The halacha says mutar.